In this bulletin, the Morrison government says school closures are being considered to stop the spread of coronavirus. New Zealand marks 1 year since the Christchurch mosque attacks, and the NRL will forge ahead with the season despite the coronavirus pandemic. This is SBS News. I'm Jennifer Liu. The Morrison government has warned all options are on the table to help tackle the spread of the coronavirus, which may include school closures in the future and even a complete lockdown of the country, similar to Italy, France and Spain. The new national cabinet to deal with COVID-19, consisting of state and federal leaders, will be discussing the issue during a phone hookup today. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy told ABC's Insiders program on Sunday.
One of the things we know about outbreaks of infections is that they can affect one part of a country, not another.
So you could lock down part of Sydney, but not the whole country?
You potentially could. I mean, look, the Koreans did that for two provinces very successfully, locked them down. So everything is up for consideration. The premiers and the prime minister said to us, the health advisers, give us your fearless advice, and we will take it.
More than 7,000 Victorians will be fast-tracked for elective surgery to preempt the expected peak of coronavirus as the number of cases in the state jumped by 8 overnight. The cases of 6 men and 2 women, aged from teenagers to their 60s, were almost all returning travellers. Victorian Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says the new cases bring the number of Victorian cases to 57.
The 14,000 tests that have been done to date have turned up 57 positive cases. So that's a very, very small proportion. And the social distancing measures that we're talking about, including the 500 threshold, are really important regardless of whether or not you return a positive test. They're things for everyone to do across the board that will flatten the curve.
It came as the state government announced a $100 million package to boost the health system's capacity to prepare for the pandemic's peak. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has paid his respects to victims of the Christchurch terrorist attacks. Today marks 1 year since New Zealand's worst mass shooting. 51 people died when a gunman attacked two mosques last March. In a statement, Mr. Morrison says Australia stands by New Zealand as we remember and honour the victims and their loved ones. He says both nations commit to peace and freedom and continue to reject those who seek to spread division and hatred. The official service for the anniversary of the Christchurch mosque attacks have been cancelled because of coronavirus concerns. Sunita Khalidis has told SBS News that hasn't stopped worshippers from attending Al Noor Mosque and paying their respects.
It's a bigger thing than just what happened that day. It's happened to New Zealand, so I can understand why a decision was made before the cancellation that it was going to be a memorial that the whole community could take part in. It wasn't just about the Muslims, although yes, it did target us, but it's about New Zealand coming together, not just the Muslim community.
New Zealand now has 8 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and an additional 2 probable cases. It comes as the country implements a mandatory self-isolation period for anyone entering New Zealand due to the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. Director General of Public Health Ashley Bloomfield says the 2 new cases of coronavirus involve travellers.
The fact that both of today's cases relate to overseas visitors from countries that were previously outside the travel restrictions reinforces the significant wider border restrictions that were announced yesterday by the Prime Minister.
US President Donald Trump has tested negative for the coronavirus. In a statement, White House physician Sean Conley says the president consented to a test Friday night. For days, Mr. Trump refused to be tested after dining with a Brazilian government delegation, some of whose members have tested positive for the illness at his Mar-a-Lago resort. Australian Rugby League Commission Chairman Peter Vlandis says for now, round 2 of the NRL will go ahead, but after that there will be a review. The games will not be played in front of a crowd, although they will still be broadcast. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, possible shower, 26. Adelaide, sunny and 29. Melbourne, sunny and 25. Hobart, partly cloudy, 20. Canberra, partly cloudy, 19. Wollongong showers in 21, Sydney showers 23, the same for Newcastle, Brisbane partly cloudy 27, Cairns possible shower developing 32, and Darwin partly cloudy 34. This is SBS News. I'm Jennifer Liu.